Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 273, stanzas 2 through 6. The time for Zion's help is near, the time appointed in thy love. O let thy gracious aid appear, look thou in mercy from above. 2 through 6 of Psalter 273.
Thank you. We wish to read that which can be found in the Gospel according to John, there of the 20th chapter, but before that, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 20, the first 18 verses. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Thus far.
We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Malwick, who was taken to the Calgary Hospital. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal Lord, once again in this afternoon hour of this thy holy day, a day that is by us also set aside in a special way, to commemorate the beginning of thy exaltation. And then we may acknowledge thee for thy goodness, for thy long suffering over each and every one of us, for thou dost permit it to come still unto our ears. And we can read of the angels that did appear, that host in heaven, in that time of thy humiliation, that they sang to the glory of God, goodwill unto men. How much more on this day will there not be a great and glorious song, sung for thy honor and for thy glory, but also in the midst of thy church. O Lord, thou knowest all thy church where that they are, the great distress that can be experienced in the life of each and every one of them. For from our own side there is no power and no might against that great company that cometh against us in this life. And then it has to be experienced that we are fallen creatures, and that we are sons, and that we are daughters of Adam, and that Satan has so much power over us. But he is not almighty, for we have read together that thou art the almighty God, and we may commemorate in this day as such an almighty power that man in this world refuses to believe it. And then it was already the Sadducees long time ago that did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And indeed so it is in the heart of man that is so full of unbelief. And then it can be in our own hearts also, that there is so much unbelief and so much doubting also concerning that great miracle that shall one day come upon us and upon our children. But we may read of it and we may commemorate it even in this thy holy day. The resurrection from the dead, the power of the Father, the power of the Son, the power of the Holy Spirit, to be seen in the great majesty of thy servants, descending from thy high and holy place unto this world, felt by the keepers at the grave, and the great earthquake that did shake this whole world. O Lord, that great power that was experienced in that day when Satan had to let go of his prey. Oh, he had rejoiced, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. And then the enemy did say, without and within the hearts of thy people, aha, so would we have it. But thy power that was experienced against the gates of hell, so that not the devils nor men were able to hold him in the grave, to the great and glorious majesty and the honor of thy great name, to the rejoicing of thy people, who were poor and who were scattered. O thou didst appear unto them to give unto them that great and glad tiding. But thou knowest that we are today even the same as they were in that day. For that church is the same, but thou art also the same yesterday, today, and forever. O Lord, we beseech thee that we may also experience that power, as thy servant did say, that ye might know him and the power of his resurrection. Then it needs to be experienced by each and every one of us. Oh, could it be that Satan in this hour was not able to hold on to his prey? Oh, that there may be those who have to be set free, have to be let go even in this thy very day. Oh, that Satan may go mourning, and that he may be ashamed, and that thy people may rejoice, and that a soul may be set free from the bonds of death and from the bonds of sin. Oh, that he may be given to rejoice in thy salvation, that thy children also may go free from those bonds that are often in the condition of their life. For thou knowest each and every one of them, and what continuance of sin does bring in their life. And then they are able to bring themselves into bondage, but they also must experience the strength of those bonds. O Lord, we beseech thee that they may be given to experience something of the glorious freedom of the sons of God. Oh, when thou wouldst deliver from the bonds of Satan, death, and hell, then they shall rejoice in thy salvation. O Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and thou sayest, because I live, ye shall live also. Oh, is this not our hope? The hope, the only hope and expectation of thy church. May we not commemorate it each and every Sabbath day, each and every week when we may meet together on the first day of the week. Oh, in a hope of that blessed resurrection. Oh, look upon our children, young people, parents together. Lord, and so often there seems to be a despondency because of death and the bonds thereof, because of our own helplessness, because the depth of our fall. And then we do say we are unable to deliver ourselves. And then that truth that is felt and experienced by us. But oh, do give that hope in thee, Lord, then thou art able to deliver us. Oh, we beseech thee, give us to know it then in this hour, Lord. Wilt thou thyself give us to feel and to experience that thou indeed art alive, and that thou sittest upon thy throne of glory, that thou dost send forth also in this day, and the day we live in with our children, thy Holy Spirit, that thou may come, that thou may speak one word, as thou hast spoken it so long ago, and then the bonds are broken and a man is set free. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, do it and show unto us thy power, and give us to know it, give us to feel it, give us to experience it, and that we may know that thou art God. Remember each and every one in all the needs and the cares of this life also. Oh, that thy providences may give us, may bring us to our knees before thee, for we must experience the consequences of our own sin. Remember her that lies in the hospital. She may bring our children to and fro to school week by week, but now she does lie in that hospital. Oh, that thou may remember her in thy mercy, and that thou may raise her up again if it could please thee, and give the doctors wisdom, and wilt thou thyself bless the healing medicines, that they may be sanctified, and that she may be raised up again. Could it please thee to give her a Sabbath day and an Easter's blessing in the place where thou hast brought her on this thy holy day, and be with her a husband and family together, and be with all those that are afflicted and sick, those that have become old, those that are in the nursing home. And thou knowest where those are that are cared for by others, those that are old and ailing, the widow, widows, the widower, and all those that have special needs. Lord, wilt thou bring to thy footstool? Oh, then we need the rod. We need thy afflicting hand in order to feel something of the vanity of our life, the fact of our fall, that reality that we are perishing day by day. O Lord, wilt thou bless the rod? Wilt thou give that the afflictions not only to the old, but also to the children that are in our midst, and that must experience something of weakness and frailty in their bodies? Oh, give them to bend their knees in the days of their youth. Give to remember their Creator, that they may be found in their inner chambers before Thee, and bending their young knees and folding their young hands, that they also may beseech that Thou would grant them new hearts, hearts of flesh. Wilt Thou bless all the means that may be used in the midst of this life? Remember all Thy servants and our congregations and our denomination. Lord, Thou knowest that we lie, as it were, in the midst of death, because then it is so often said that we see so little of Thy work, and then also in the hearts of Thy children, and then it is often complained of coldness and of dryness and of deadness of spirit. But, O Thou art able to make it different. O that Thou wouldst revive then Thy own work in the midst of the years. O Lord, in wrath, remember mercy, and that we may know when Thou wilt return again, and when we have not heard Thy voice. O that Thy voice may be heard once again in the midst of the congregations, and that it may be also by the way of Thy truly sent servants. Thou knowest each and every one and where that they are, those that bring Thy word from Sabbath to Sabbath. There are those that also may accept calls to come over to this side of the ocean once again. O Lord, wilt Thou be with them? Wilt Thou bring them over in Thy time? Wilt Thou grant us all to gather that true instruction of Thy Holy Spirit? May Thou bless the work of Thy servants in the midst of the flocks, and also in the midst of the mission fields. Remember our theological school, the student who goes to speak from week to week, and then also on this day to bring Thy word. O stand, Lord, on his right and on his left hand, when we must experience each and every time again that it is not our own work. O Lord, could it please Thee to take away everything that is from ourself, and wilt Thou put in its place what is from Thee? Because we are foolish creatures, but we are instruments also in Thy hand. And hast Thou not promised that Thou wouldst put Thy words in our mouth? Lord, may it be so also in this afternoon hour, and that Thou wouldst look upon us from heaven, Thy dwelling place, and where Thou art exalted to the right hand of glory, and where Thou hast all power given unto Thee in heaven and in earth. And Thou art able to speak the word only, and then thy spirit shall go forth, and then in a moment it shall be here also with us. O Lord, gather with us then in this afternoon hour. It is from our side so undeserved, and we have heard it explained unto us in this morning hour. And then who can put his hand in his bosom and take it out clean? But, O, do it, Lord, for Thy great and holy name's sake. Do it for the salvation of sinners. Do it for the building up of Thy church. Glorify Thyself. Be among us. Forgive our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 114, stanzas 1, 6, and 8 through 10. As thirst the heart for water brooks, So thirst my soul, O God, for Thee. It seeks for God and ever looks and longs the living God to see and longs the living God to see. The last collection today is for the Canadian Lord's Day Association, Psalter 114, 1, 6, 8, 9, and 10.
Thank you.
beloved congregation, what a great, what a glorious event that we may commemorate each and every Sabbath day, but in a very special way that we may commemorate in this Sabbath day, namely in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Who can speak of that which takes more power than the resurrection of the dead? And that resurrection of Christ that has a very great and blessed consequences. It has consequences both for the reprobate, but also for God's church, so that there is no one in the whole world that is not affected by this event that we may commemorate together in this day. But that resurrection, that had also to be revealed. For what purpose? We heard this morning and that it was not revealed unto the enemy. No, the enemy, the Jewish nation itself, which had rejected their king, they were not permitted to know this resurrection. Indeed, we know that the keepers at the graveside of Christ, they were witnesses thereof. But with their message and with the contrivance of the scribes and the Pharisees, then that Jewish nation was for that time laying in judgment for their rejection of that which was so evident before their eyes, made manifest unto them also as a people at that time, but they have rejected it. One day we may believe the word of God to say, and that people also may come, and we believe that many of them shall come to the recognition of this resurrection. But until that time, that people, they are lying under that awful veil. Then we think also of the Roman soldiers, the rest of the so-called world at that time. And then it was not also unto this people that the Lord Jesus has revealed himself. No, for them the resurrection of the dead, that it will have such awful consequences. But they are, as it were, spared from those consequences yet for a little time. But soon, when the last steps of the exaltation of Christ, they shall be fulfilled. Then the very first step of the exaltation of Christ, that shall be known and acknowledged when all men shall see him even as he is. But we read that the Lord Jesus appeared unto his own people. Thus it was not for the purpose that he may receive that glory to be known by his enemies now, but it was for a completely different purpose. That is, that the joy and that the rejoicing, that the comfort and that the consolation of his church may already begin. And with whom did those revelations of Christ after his resurrection begin? We may say, boys and girls, that it should begin with maybe John or James or Peter, the disciples, they are God's servants. They are the ones that are called to go forth to bring that message. And they are the first ones that the Lord Jesus will show himself to. But it is not so. No, we read that the Lord Jesus first appeared unto a woman. And this woman, she was in such very great need of his appearing. We wish, with the Lord's help, to consider a little of this in this afternoon hour. From the words of our text from John 20, the 16th verse. John 20, verse 16. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. So far the words of our text. Jesus reveals himself to Mary after his resurrection. First, Jesus saith, Mary. Second, Mary saith, Rabboni. Jesus reveals himself to Mary after his resurrection. First, Jesus saith, Mary. Second, Mary saith, Rabboni. Mary. Thus, she heard her own name. And we read that she turned herself. She was greatly surprised. She had never expected this. Why? Because she didn't realize, she didn't think that she was known. But when we hear our own name, then in that moment we realize that we are known. And that is, congregation, a very wonderful thing. A very blessed thing, is it not? When we may realize that we are known, Mary, and she turned herself. She turned herself to see that person who had called her name. She had her back to him. She was not looking at him. Why not? Had she not seen him? Probably. She had quickly looked at him, but she did not recognize, she did not see who that he actually was. But now, she turns herself. She wants to know who has called her name. And who was that called her name? God called her name. Jesus called her name. Did God ever call your name? Did Jesus ever call your name? Is your name known in heaven? Because here Mary, she hears her name, and we many times say the name of the Lord. But that is not now the most important, that we now can call the name of the Lord. But the most important is whether the Lord, he knows and he calls our name. Did you ever hear your name? What will now be the profit of all our religion? Of all our praying, of all our reading the Bible and good books? We hope you do that. But what will now be the profit of all of this? If from the cradle to the grave, we have never once in our life heard our own name. And it has never become for us a personal matter. Maybe there was once a time in your life that you thought that God knew your name. And then it can be that in this day that you think that God does not know your name anymore. That you say, I think that I was so wrong. Perhaps you had once thought that the Lord had dealings with your soul. Maybe you had once thought, dared to consider that God, He was calling you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Maybe there was at one time a great change in your life. That all men that were around you also, they could see this, that it was visible. A time that you say that God, He stopped me. That I was not able to go on, I was not able to continue in that same way that I had gone on all my life. Or then you can speak about how that the Lord has brought you into that dust of self-abasement. Then you can speak about that which we read in the Bible when the Lord speaks about the first love of His children. Then you say, oh, I thought I was no stranger to this. When my heart that burned after the Lord, when my heart hungered, when my heart thirsted for Him, maybe there was a time when the commandments of the Lord, when the law of the Lord, that was your delight. That you did not dare to step over a straw. And had the Lord commanded you some great thing, then indeed you had done it. A time that you say, oh, that I missed Him. A time that you had tried to return to Him. You say, then I felt how impossible that this was. Why? Because I was not able to keep those commandments of the Lord. And yet how I missed Him. How I desired Him. Or maybe you can even speak. You say there was a time that I thought that I saw something of Him. And there was a time that I thought that He spoke unto my soul. There was a time that I thought in all my impossibility that I may hear His voice and that I may see something of that blessed Son of God, that He may reveal Himself to my soul. I can still see it before my eyes. Then there was for the first time in my life such a beauty in that mediator. Then God's Word speaks of this, and my soul that vibrates along with this. And when He says, He is white and ruddy, He is the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, my soul clave to Him, my mouth that spoke of Him. But how is it today? You say, maybe I fear that it was all in a deceit of myself. I fear that it was all a figment of my imagination. I fear that it was my upbringing. I fear that it is something that I have now taken unto myself. Why? Because I see Him no more. Because He is so silent. because that he is gone, because it has been such a long time, and since my soul has heard his voice, in which I could rejoice in him and my life that goes on, and that has been maybe weeks, it has been maybe months, it has maybe been years, and I come closer and closer to that time that I have to die, and I have to appear before God. And now can I appear before the Lord with those things which I thought once had taken place in my life? Sin that multiplies. My heart, my soul, my flesh that is cleaving to vanity. My soul, the psalmist says, that cleaveth unto the dust. And now the Lord, he is silent, but I cannot miss him. But I have to miss him. I have to miss him. And I believe that I shall never see him more. Mary, she turned herself. She is so surprised. She had never expected to hear her name. Once she thought that the Lord had dealings in her life, because once she was in bondage and she experienced what that bondage was. She was under the dominion of sin. She experienced what it was to be a slave of sin, because she was bound with seven devils. And then the Lord came. Then she cannot forget that day when the Lord came and when the Lord spoke. And then she felt the power and she experienced something of the majesty of God. And when the Lord stopped her and when the Lord said, "Thus far and no further." And when the Lord has cast out those seven devils, what a change. Never had she experienced such a change in her whole life, from being a slave of sin, and how that her heart began to go out after the Lord. Then she has left those paths of sin. Oh, how the love of her heart that has gone out after that mediator who had spoken her name as she had heard his voice. He had delivered her from her bondage. How she loved him. The gracious words that he spake. Then at every opportunity, then she was not missing among his hearers, but she was there eating and drinking at his feet. She looked forward to that time that he would reign, that he would sit upon the throne, because that is now the time that sin would be bound, that sin would be slain, that sin would be mortified, and then she would serve him with all her heart and with all her soul. but how different it has turned out to be. And what has now come of all her expectations. It happened so slowly in the beginning. Many disappointments. Her expectations, they were not upheld. But in the end, it has gone very, very quickly. And then especially these last few days, when he has been taken, when he has been bound, when he has been brought into judgment, when there he was mocked, when there he was condemned, when there he was sentenced, and when he was brought out to that awful hill, there she has observed that indeed he has died. There she has observed that his blessed body that was now laid in the grave. And with him was all her expectation. Her expectation, her hope for time, but above all that hope for that never, never ending eternity that is there now lying in that grave, in death. She was not a stranger of Christ in her life. She was not a stranger of the voice of Christ in her life. She was not a stranger of his power. She was not a stranger of his instruction, his influence. No, not a stranger. But what is now everything that has happened in her life? And she thought that he was victorious over the devil in her life. He had cast him out. And now it seems like the devil has instead gotten the victory. And now with everything that has taken place in her life, when he is laying in the grave, how now can she die? How now can she stand in the judgment when Jesus is dead and he shall rise up no more? He shall rise up no more, because there is no coming out of it. Then you understand for Mary that it was here so final, so very, very final. Woman, why weepest thou? Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where that they have laid him. Oh, the tears are so in her eyes that she cannot even behold the glory from heaven, the glory of the angels, and those angelic spirits. They are not even sufficient for her. No, she says, they have taken away my Lord. This is him whom I need. This is him whom I love. But this is he whom I must now miss. And I must now miss him forever. and forever, because he is dead. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Whom? Whom? Him, sir. Him whom my soul loveth. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Do you not want him? Then here in your garden, I will take him away. I will put him in my own garden. There I will lay him, and I will care for his dead body, and I will go there each and every day, and there I will mourn for him. I will mourn for him until I go myself to the grave. There I will die. And when I die, then my last end is going to be worse than the first. Not with seven devils anymore, but with legion. But there is no other way but him, sir, him I will love yet. Him I will love yet. I will love him forever. Forever and forever. Even on the bottom of that eternal pit. Let us sing 440, 1 and 2. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication. O my God, who hearest prayer, look on me in all my care. 1 and 2 of Psalter 140.
Thank you.
Mary, she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Rabboni. What a moment. What a moment in the life of Mary. When the Lord Jesus reveals himself to her after his resurrection, and Mary may recognize who that he is. Many years before, we can read that Hannah has sung the praises of the Lord and said he lifts up the beggar from the dunghill and he sets him on his throne of glory. That is, that the Lord is lifting up out of hell and in one moment bringing that people into heaven. Because in that moment, Mary receives everything back again and more. Everything becomes true again in that moment in the life of Mary. Christ, he came out of the grave, but it is not only Christ, but Mary did too. And that is why the apostle, he speaks about a people who are buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith of the operation of God who raised him from the dead. Thus, it is not only Christ who was raised from the dead on Easter morning, but it is also his church. Mary hears her name. And it is not the first time in Mary's life that she has heard her name by the Lord Jesus Christ. But she thought that she would never hear him speak her name again. But now in one moment, everything changes. And all the doubt of Mary is suddenly taken away. Rabboni. So far beyond her expectation, because she was so convinced that condemnation was her portion. But now in one moment, the Lord is coming and he is bringing everything along and more, much more. Because how is it now? Is it now the same for Mary as it was before the death and the resurrection of Christ? No, it is different. It is far different in the life of the Church of God. That is both objectively, but also subjectively. It is very different before the death and the resurrection of Christ than afterward. Easter, that is one of the most blessed days of the year. Every year, The world is commemorating Christmas in their earthly, in their sensual, in their carnal way. Where do we find the rejoicing on Easter? But if there is a rejoicing in Christmas, how much more is the rejoicing on Easter Day? Because on Christmas, Christ came to pay the debt of his church. But on Easter, Christ receives the receipt from the hand of his Father that this price that is now completely paid, the proof, Good Friday we heard that Christ says unto his Father, it is finished. On Easter, we hear the Father saying unto his Son, I accept it. When he raised him from the dead, there was no other way, because it was covenanted, sworn from a never begun eternity, when he would fulfill the active and passive obedience, that he should receive his reward. But now with this acceptance, it is not only Christ, but it is that whole church of God that may receive that reward with him. Paul says, he was delivered for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. Justification. What is that? Our young people hear that in catechism. Justification. That is to be made known, to be right with the law. And that justification that is now the portion of every single one of that true church of God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Not the smallest one of that great flock of 144,000 shall be left behind. There is now still a privileged people among them that may also have something of the knowledge of it. The knowledge of it in their life, in order that they may receive also the comfort of this justification. What is that? That is, congregation, to have a ground under our feet. That is to have a foundation and to know that we are standing on this foundation, an inestimable blessing for the church of God, giving that people a great stability in that life of grace and establishing them in that grace. Job, he says, for I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. That is, when he himself should see God. How does that take place? Well, that is a people that have to stand before the judge. To stand before the judge in the experience of her life. That have to do still yet in their life with justice. And then to have to do with justice even with everything that may have taken place in my life, that is not a light matter. When Christ is silent as death, when a man believes after that the Lord has given him so much in his life, and when he thought from time to time that it was well, and when the Lord brings him before his judgment seat, and there is no word from that mediator, then you understand that there is no way for that people but condemnation. How was that for Mary, for the disciples, in those 3 days when the Lord Jesus was dead? Then you understand that that people, they cannot die. But now Easter, that is so intimately connected, we heard, with Good Friday, what do we read? That the third day, he rose again. There are 2 days that cannot be separated from one another. The Lord did not suffer his son to see corruption. And when the Lord is so leading his church into that justice, then it cannot be long before that he will deliver them. Because that surety, that certainly will not wait to go in to speak unto the judge. And that great judge, he does not need a long time to decide. Nay, he has already accepted that work of that surety when he raised him from the dead. Mary, she is not suffered to continue long in this condition. It is an unbearable condition for that church. Therefore, Christ, he seeks her out and he reveals himself unto her. How is that now? When that people may now hear that acquittal from that mouth of the judge himself, what do you think? Do you think it is then the same as it was before in their life? No. It cannot be. A man does not come out of the courthouse the same as he has gone in. But a man comes out of that courthouse standing on a firm foundation. A man comes out of that courthouse with a legal ground. You will understand his former doubts, his former fears, they are taken away. They are banished. Former doubt? Did that man have doubts? Was he not a recipient of the voice of Christ? Had he not hoped in him? Had he not an expectation in him? Had he not heard his voice? But when a man has not yet stood before the judge, then the promise of the surety still needs to be experienced. And then there is one day hope by faith in that surety because of that promise. But there is another day fear because the judge has not yet spoken. But now, when that man, he comes out from that courthouse, then he comes out in a different way than that he has gone in. When he has heard it now, out of the mouth of that judge himself, because such a person, he may experience an unknown freedom. It is a freedom from the condemnation of the law. The law cannot chase him anymore. Where did that burden go? Bunyan said, off the shoulders of that Christian. It went down, he said, into that sepulchre, and we read that he saw it no more. You say, do not that people sin anymore? If only not. If only not. That continues. It is a living complaint to the day of their death. But never, never will that people be called again to stand before that judge. The sentence of that judge cannot be disannulled. Why? The surety lives. That surety stands for him before that judge. That judge has spoken. Sin continues to grieve. Sin continues to separate in the condition of the life of their people. They may be given to take refuge time and again unto that blessed Savior, but they have a knowledge of the state of their life. The state of that people is good. The state that is the relation to the justice of God, and that is now immovably grounded upon that blessed satisfaction of the Lord Jesus Christ, Rabboni, Master, Chief, Prince. May Mary understand it all. Reverend Spons, he used to say, Mary, he believed, understood more of it than all of the other disciples. But congregation, we need to look for ourselves. How many of us now can speak about such matters? How many of us desire that we may even know of such a matter? Then we have an assurance that is more than all the assurance that a man can receive in this life. It is the assurance from heaven. Then a man can live. Then a man can die. Oh, the Lord, he is a surprising God. He is coming in that moment that a man, he thinks least. How close was the Lord to Mary? How close? So close, even when she thought he was dead. and one word. That is all the Lord needs to open the eyes and to make it well in one moment for time and for eternity. Mary, Rabboni, blessed meeting. After the price of Mary was completely paid and justice satisfied, he had full rights to her now. And he had full rights to his whole church. The Father, he could not say him nay. She would embrace him. She would hold on to him. And she would not let him go. But he says, touch me not. Not yet, he says. For I am not yet ascended unto my Father. There are 40 days yet. Touch me not now, but you also may not cleave to me. You may not cleave anymore to my earthly presence, but now go. Go unto my brethren and tell them. Tell them that I live. Yes. Tell them more. Tell them that I ascend. That I ascend. That I ascend unto my Father and your Father. That I ascend unto my God and unto your God. Go to my brethren and tell them that the greatest blessings, they are yet to come. They are yet to come because there is an inheritance that is laid up for me and for you by my Father and your Father, by my God and by your God. Nothing, nothing shall ever be able to come in between the hands of Zerubbabel. They have laid the foundation. The hands of Zerubbabel, they will also finish it. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou look on us? Thou knowest thy people. Thou knowest where they are. Thou knowest when it is dark. Thou knowest when it is impossible. Thou knowest when they do despair. Thou knowest when there is no way anymore. Wilt thou appear for them? It is thy holy day. And we may consider thy coming in the life of thy church. Oh, that thou may speak, Lord, and that thou may give thy people to hear thy voice, to hear their name, that they may be given to say when they may see thee, Rabboni, Master. It is so undeserved, but wilt thou do it for thy own name's sake? Wilt thou humble us under all that thou hast given unto us in this day? Bless thy word, forgive our sins. Be with us in the week to come. Thou knowest that by nature we will leave it all behind us. We will go on. We will go about our daily labors. We will forget. But wilt thou let us not forget? Wilt thou give thy word a place of meditation, a place that it may sink into our hearts, that it may be for profit. Remember all in all the ways of this life, also those that travel in this week. Watch over them. Bring them safely home again at thy appointed time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 426, 2, 4, and 5. The cords of death held me in deep despair. The pangs of hell, like waves by tempest driven, rolled o'er my soul by grief and sorrow riven. I turned in my distress to God in prayer. 2, 4, and 5 of Psalter 426.
Thank you.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.